day, good afternoon, good evening.
Good evening. I think I'm the only one.
Okay, then I assume we'll wait. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Unless you want to go forward.
I'll leave it up to you.
Well, you shouldn't do that because you requested me to not go forward under these conditions. So I'll leave it at that point. I respect that request.
Well, we were two people yesterday and nobody talked to me, so I don't think it does much. Didn't do much to say what I said, so I guess it's, and we're just going to be quiet.
Well, when you're not on, they do speak. It's really part of, they don't want to speak because out of respect for you, I'm guessing.
I don't think it's that. But if you think it's that, maybe I shouldn't come on.
Say again?
Should I not come on then?
No, that's not in the cards. I would recommend that at all. No, but I think a private conversation with the different people and express that you really do want them to be speaking and that it's hard for you to refrain, or it's not hard for you to refrain when other people are on, but just express that privately. I think you'll find that to be effective.
Well, I do hesitate before I say anything, giving someone else a chance to do first. So.
There's a difference between
and then sometimes, like when I come in a little bit later, and even when I come on, somebody's on, but they don't say who they are. You know, it's just making me feel bad.
As I was saying, having a one-on-one private conversation, expressing what you're feeling, may be helpful.
Okay.
Hesitation is not a tool that works because there are many times when nobody speaks because you're all contemplating it. And then I come on and ask for commentary or questions or whatever. And, you know, it just sets up where they don't want to speak when you're there. And it's not a reflection on you. I think it's out of respect for you. But, you know, have that conversation one-on-one. I think you'll find it beneficial.
Malka?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We are beginning with the Lashem Yehud, and we're going to start with the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parsha Vayera, section 11, and we'll start with Pasuk 164. Lashem Yehud, Chabarihu, Ishkite, Bidhilu, Urhimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urhimu. Leachta l'shem yudhei bavape, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'yehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenei. Tahatzei yitzak d'yichuda k'edwa d'yach la. Maya be'esha, be'esha b'maya. We gin ka ku chabri ku kare leya ha ke adla ipok leal ma shemada feo daleya Abraham. The translation. Come and see. Isaac himself is pleasure and laughter because he exchanged water for fire and fire for water. Thus the left and the right are included in each other because Isaac is the aspect of the left, which is the fire that became included within the water, which is chesed, and the right aspect. This causes all delight and happiness to be drawn from the left side. This is why the Holy One, blessed be He, named him Isaac. Literally, he will laugh, even before he came into the world and announced it to Abraham. My commentary. The tikkunim of both Abraham and Isaac are involved in the naming of both people. Questions, comments, thoughts. Malka, do you have any thoughts?
What does it mean that they had, they named them? Is that what you stated? They named them Abraham and Isaac?
Well, my comment is that the names Abraham and Isaac, which applied to the two people, father and son, are defining their tikkun, are defining the attributes that they've been given in order to achieve their tikkun. The verse is talking about what happens after the binding of Isaac. When the binding of Isaac takes place, Isaac is 37 years old, and Abraham is 137. And the story is that Abraham raises the knife to sacrifice his son, and Isaac has accepted the binding by Abraham. And that is essentially the exchange that takes place that is being described here as fire has become part of water, and water has become part of fire. Now, all of those last two statements that I made are difficult to comprehend because water is going to be put out by the fire, and fire is going to create steam from the water. So how can we understand that? But it's saying to us in the verse, this is why Isaac is named Laughter. What do you do in the world when your decision processes seem like paradoxes? They're just so confusing, you throw up your hands and start laughing.
Right. That's true.
And that is what the verse is describing. But how can we understand that? What is it really telling us?
What comes to my mind, and it may not be the proper time to understand this, but it reminds me of when you said when the water puts out the fire and the fire makes sing, it reminds me of the dew of heaven, where the water evaporates and it makes, you know, droplets, you know, water of droplets. And that's what comes to my mind. It probably is not correct.
No, it is correct. It's absolutely correct. Because we talk about the dew that takes place as part of the coming of Mashiach.
Right.
But remember the what the Zohar says. Avram represents the soul before it comes into the body. And once it's in the body, it becomes Avraham with the additional hay. So as Avraham, it's representing the soul in the tikkun process. And Isaac is the soul after the tikkun process, which means after the Mashiach comes. In our own lives, when we overcome a problem, and we look back on that problem and we feel proud that we overcame it, we feel good that we overcame it, that looking back, that aspect, now put that in the perspective of Isaac looking back at Abraham. Isaac looking back at Abraham is looking back at himself while he was in the process. But now as Isaac, he's looking back and saying, I've overcome all of this. And he's laughing. He's proud of himself. He's is in a state of joyfulness. It helps you understand the names. It helps you understand what is the tikkun. Isaac still had a tikkun in the physical world. Isaac could have just as easily said no to his father. I'm not going to accept you sacrificing me. I'm not going to allow you to bind me. But he accepted that. It went against his nature. Abraham went against his nature doing the binding because he was going to sacrifice. But love is not killing your son. It went against his nature. All of our tikkunim, all of our corrections relate to going against your nature. And all of this is built into this pasuk. Tana, do you have anything to add?
Okay, so that kind of explains the name that was revealed to Abraham, because it was about his overcoming the test that he had to go through to elevate his soul. And Isaac, with the wine, compared to the wine, which makes a man's heart happy in the physical world, it's kind of like a metaphor for what's to come in the world. You know, it's kind of giving us a little insight.
No. Correct. It's well said.
I'm going to mute right now. I'm with
Hannah,
my grandkids.
I hear you. Hannah, did you want to add anything?
I got called away, so Tony came to the door, and I wasn't too sure he didn't need something really important because he's not well.
I know. Malka was very expressive, and right now she's muted because she's got her grandchildren there. but she was very expressive and understanding and questioning what was going on. So you can move on and you can listen to it.
Okay, but she wasn't on the day before, so I can understand, you know, why she questioned. So.
Verse 165. Generation. And at the same time, you have to read it fresh and new without his understanding. His understanding helps us, but it's still, we need to understand it fresh, the way our generation needs to understand it. At least that's my opinion.
Really, I kind of feel like, you know, even if you know you lived 100 years ago, if you didn't know that, I mean, you might think maybe it was just 25 years ago. I mean, to me, he's very, very up to our date, too, to help out, at least it helps our understanding. I wouldn't have thought that, you know, I mean, I knew he wasn't, that he had already passed away and all, but I don't know, to me, he's still just as fresh as if he would be a commentator today.
And that's, I read it that way as well, but I also understand that it's, we grew up in the Cold War. He passed away before the Cold War really got started, which was the late 50s and 60s. He passed away in the, like, 54, 55. So when did he grow up? What was the main world view? It was the rise of communism in Soviet Russia. And he was, his political background or his thoughts on the world at that time was to question why Russia did what it did, to question what was going on between the conflict. You know, he went through the Depression. He went through the Second World War. All of these things had an impact on his thoughts. And as just as you say, he's writing like he was writing 25 years ago. By the same token, we have to understand where he comes from and see how those are different than what we are perceiving today. He went through a pandemic. The 1918-1919 was the pandemic. We're going through one now. But he was writing these words in the, you know, 30s, late 30s, 40s, and 50s. So he had lived through the pandemic. How did it impact him? I mean, those are the things that we are entitled to question. Yes, he's a tremendous sage, but that doesn't mean that we're not supposed to question and try and understand his words without, or understand the Zohar without his words. Then bring in his words to help us understand the Zohar. And finally, to come up with something that makes sense for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially what we do in these classes. For example, in this particular verse, which refers to the inclusion of the left with the right and the right with the left. How do we truly understand that? On a practical level, the right means water and the left means fire. Well, the left can be included with the right, because Isaac accepted the binding. But how does the right get included in the left? The right becomes included in the left by virtue of when you interact with someone, you impact them and they impact you. You learn from them and they learn from you. You change because of that interaction. But if you just read the words, if you don't delve deeper into it, you don't truly get the full meaning of the phrases that he's using. That's my opinion.
Well, I agree.
Well, we've completed the section and we've completed our half hour, so.
Okay, thank you.
You have a beautiful day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.